Right. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another fabulous installment of Never Out Missling. It's been just about a year since our last show, so I want to thank you all for coming out tonight and supporting us. I don't want you to get a big head about it or anything, but we can't do this without you. Without all of you being here to watch us. When you aren't watching, we literally don't exist. We blink out of reality the moment you stop seeing or thinking about us. So it would be super if you could keep thinking about us and the stupendous show you see tonight for as long as possible after you go home. It's the only thing that keeps us around. The only thing. If you want another show from us, you have to keep thinking about us. Keep thinking about us. Constantly. Also, if you haven't yet, now is a good time to silence your phones. I would also like to thank the production team for the Never Out Miscellany. Some of you may know that I stepped down as the main producer of the show last year, and I'm just so proud of them for getting this show put together. Finally, we would like to thank the Great Arizona Puppet Theater for hosting us this evening. They have been kind enough to offer us the third Monday of every month, so get ready to join us again December 18th. You might also want to visit...
It's okay to clap.
You might also want to visit azpuppets.org to see what else the theater has coming up. I don't want to brag, but there's like a lot of puppets in this building. They're in the walls, they're in the crawl spaces. Some of them are even right behind you. Don't look. They can smell fear. There is a humble libation station set up for us this evening. You can get your booze on there. Hopefully you have already grabbed your first beverage, but we will also have an intermission, so you can get one then if you need another. Or if you just missed your opportunity for the first one and now you're too embarrassed to own up to it. Tonight we have a brand new episode of A Gentleman About Space, some new ads from important show sponsors, including the law firm of Sputnik and Grebe, some feel-good coffee house vibes from Orion's Brew, and a brand new episode of Phoenix Lights. If you've been to one of our shows before, then you'll know that there is an important process that we have to undergo before we can begin. That process is something we call audience calibration. You see, dear audience, you might be coming into this performance space tonight with whatever kind of whack-ass energy that the real world out there gave you, and that isn't optimal for us. Tablet jumped away. Yeah, look, I'm trying to save trees. We are recording after all. I can believe in that. Audience calibration helps us to focus your energy and get it where we need it. It's very simple. I'm going to offer you some simple stimuli, and I just want you to react however you would naturally. Don't overthink it, unless you normally underthink it. Then you can overthink it a little bit. Actually, on second thought, if you could just stop thinking altogether, that would be great. Don't think. Never think again. Let's begin the audience calibration. Okay, you have just heard the joke from the Prankster Nebula that has been designed over centuries to be the funniest thing ever said. Fewer of you died than I would have expected. That's okay. All right, you have just heard the most outrageous hot take from the Rage Bait Cluster, and you want the universe to know just how upset you are about it. Alright. Your best bud just said, sup.
Sup.
Alright, you're watching your favorite television show, and the kiss you've been waiting for just happened. It's dark in the audience, but I can still see what you're doing. All right, next one. This theater space is actually capable of interstellar space flights, but we just warped way too close to a black hole, and we're starting to fall in. disciples. Pushing around the black hole has made your voice go really low in pitch there. Alright, and the black hole's name is Chrysanthemum. That one was a little more experimental. I was curious to see where people went. Alright, well, final test. You are about to witness the greatest science fiction audio drama radio play style podcast of all time happening in this venue tonight, the Nimrod Miscellany. Well, better late than never. Alright, I think that's good. We can get started then.
Are you a current or former employee of an asteroid, comet, or dwarf planet mining colony?
Have you suffered from chronic pulmonary distress or injury as a result of the conditions of your job?
Are you facing lifelong physical ramifications from years of work in an industry that really seems like it should have been one of the first ones to be turned over to non-sentient robot labor because of its dangerous conditions?
You may be eligible for compensation.
I'm Gore Black Sputnik.
And I'm Marty Greed. We're
the Sputnik and Greed Law Group.
The Sputnik and Greed Law Group specializes in employment injury cases just like yours.
For over 15 cycles, the experienced attorneys at the Sputnik and Greed Law Group have tried and won cases against space mining corporations, chemical plants, and super weapons manufacturers.
If you've been subjected to working conditions filled with volatile chemicals, harmful radiation, clouds of particulate matter, freaky alien cave monsters that excrete acid or some crap, or lasers, and your employer failed to exercise due diligence with regards to safety standards, you shouldn't have to pay the price.
And you should never accept a lowball settlement offer.
The Sputnik and Greed Law Group will work to ensure you receive the financial compensation you deserve.
When you're injured on the job, your first call has to be the Sputnik and Greed Law Group.
Call today for a free consultation with one of our expert legal advisors. And remember,
we work for you.
Mega yacht, are you my android attaché?
Behind you, Space Lord Salamander. Cleaning up glass shards.
Well, whatever you do, put it down. I have done some pondering. I believe that I need help.
That you do, sir.
I beg your pardon, you discourteous dip switch.
I said, that you do, sir.
How dare you?
I am programmed to agree with you, Space Lord.
As if I need that much validation.
As if, sir.
From an android.
Hedge the thought, sir.
I mean me, Space Lord Caesar Salamander, the most self-published author in the Spiral Arm, subscriber to the top 7% of Mostly Fans creators, a gentleman whose galactic top view count is nearing double digits.
Those are things, sir.
Damn straight they are. Not to mention my style. Look at these cufflinks, QC.
I am looking, sir.
Marvel at them.
I am marveling, sir.
Have you ever seen cufflinks this tasteful?
I printed them, sir. At your request.
Have you ever seen anyone rock rocks like these?
Only fuel drilling equipment, sir.
Fracking diamonds, such test. Did you know that they can cut glass?
And have recently, sir.
Is that why my feet are bleeding?
It is one reason, Space Lord. Shall I fetch your antiseptic loafers?
Yes, and my thinking cap. It has been 3 full rotations, and I have yet to complete the Space Gentleman's quarterly quick-wit 4-dimensional crossword puzzle pentatope. And it is driving me crazy.
Could this have something to do with your cousin Egbert making the cover of the Little Green Mensa magazine's bicentennial big-brained beefcakes edition?
Pshaw! Even if I had seen that, I would not care. And if I did care, it would not bother me. And if it did bother me, it would have nothing to do with dearest Aunt Bertha-Truth's lifelong dismissal of my intellectual gifts in favor of Egbert's worthless ability to earn perfect grades, manage his money, and public academic research. What a loser.
A loser indeed, sir.
Now, QC, the crossword is a casual pastime, something to peruse in the lounge of the Spitlaser Club. Aside from humility and good looks, the quest for self-improvement is my finest quality. It is the ultimate challenge. Can you imagine how hard it is to make me better?
I can only speculate, Space Lord.
My ability to complete a puzzle is not a reflection of my intellectual identity. I just need a perfect score so I can rub it in Cousin Egbert's face, wave it around at the Spitlaser Club, and brag about it all over social media to prove that I am not the slightest bit insecure.
Would you like me to help you complete the puzzle, sir?
What? No, Edge Test, do not patronize me. Besides, these are not puzzles your primitive processor can brute force. They are nuanced, clever, and self-referential. For Glob's sake, they are handcrafted by legendary Space York Times puzzle master Will Pants. No, this is a crop that only grows in the fertilized furrows of a space gentleman's thinky brain fields. Mind fields. Nailed it.
Good job, Sam.
Even if you could solve the puzzle, it would take away my sense of accomplishment. I would learn nothing. My horizons are plenty broad, but they extend only as far as I can see. I need to know. I need others to know. I mean, it is good to know that I am more than a pretty face and a pair of sparkly cufflinks. I have the style. Now I need the substance.
An insightful observation, sir. How would you like to handle it?
Depends which substance. I can handle quite a bit. What are you holding?
Holding, sir?
What do you have on? Uppers, downers, lateral movers, horse tranquilizers, huddling aspirin.
If you are referring to mind-altering substances, sir, I am happy to offer a wide array of fermented, distilled, and mixed beverages.
Excellent. I will take one.
Which one, sir?
The wide array.
Lemon.
You know what I like about you, QC?
No, sir.
Me either. But there has to be something.
Thank you, Space Lord.
You're welcome. What are we doing?
You were looking to extend your horizons, sir, to increase your cultural intake.
Ah, yes. Any suggestions?
The Space Mega Yacht Masters' features a well-appointed library. You might read some of Galactic History's great novels. Recommendations include Star Wars and Peace.
No.
A Tale of Two Star Bases.
No.
Wuthering Altitudes.
No.
Brave New M-Class Planet.
No.
Celsius 232.
No.
The Suns Also Rise.
No.
The Old Man and the Sea of Tranquility?
No!
The Hologram of Dorian Gray?
No!
Of Space Mice and Space Men?
No, I think!
The Unbearable Lightness of Being in Zero Gravity?
No, I...
Gone with the Solar Wind?
Stop it!
David Energy Field?
Stop!
The Hailing Frequency of the Wild?
No!
To revitalize the mind?
God damn it, just stop! I've chewed enough leaves. I have gone dormant. It is time to crack the cocoon, to spread my beautiful wings, to flit about the flowers, and hopefully do some pollinating.
Very good, sir.
That is a butterfly metaphor.
One supposes, sir.
You see, I already have a literary mind. I'm as agile with the language as a painter's brushes, bristles, paints, pigments, twirling their stuff all hither and thither like the music of a horse and the cloud of a child's laugh, feeling a kind of a... a balloon-type thing, ever-expanding, floating around, and whatnot.
Well said, sir.
What was I talking about?
You were a butterfly, sir, I believe.
Ah, yes. I need a colorful social scene. I need to swim in a susurrus of high society gossip, to survey the savannah of hot haute couture, to get some stank on Little Caesar.
Little Caesar, sir?
I mean, not that little. Average Caesar, depending on the star system. Perfectly, adequately sized Caesar. Besides, you know what they say. It's not the size of the starship. It's the angle of the momentum.
I do not follow, Space Lord.
My penis, you see. I would like to use my penis.
Very good, sir. Perhaps you could meet someone at a museum.
No, museums creep me out. Those statues where it feels like the eyes follow you everywhere.
Those were security guards, sir.
Why would security tail an upstanding space gentleman such as myself?
You had recently watched several heist movies, sir, and spoke loudly about how good you would be at stealing art, pointing and describing in detail how you would purloin each piece. Then there were the gymnastics.
Gymnastics?
You made me blow vapor and shine a laser around the room while you carefully avoided it with a series of semi-erotic flips and backbends.
I remember none of that.
You were very drunk, sir.
Drunk? That does not sound like me. I mean, I am no teetotaler. I may sip half a shandy on the rare occasion, but I dance with John Barleycorn on my own terms and never overmuch. I have not had a drink for nearly 5 minutes. And despite the tremors and cold sweats, I feel fine. Now fetch me a drink. Something light. Long asteroid iced tea.
I have one here on standby, sir. I have also taken the liberty of printing you an artificial liver.
Why? That is the stuff. Good show, QC. Now then, culture. A symphony, perhaps. I have often wanted to rock out with my Glockenspiel out.
You are banned, sir.
Start a band. I suppose that could be fun. I would be the front gentleman, of course, singing and gyrating as I dodge a tsunami of undergarments. We would go on tour, tear up hotel rooms, fight over royalties. Could develop a drinking problem.
Not a band, sir. You are permanently banned from the orchestra planet after your tripping incident.
What tripping incident? I have dropped acid at dozens of symphonies and no one said a word. Except that soap dispenser. But it is merely explaining how we are all one energy and separateness is an illusion. Like birds.
I apologize for the confusion, sir. I was referring to the time you wandered on stage, attempted to make love to a timpani drum, and fell forward, rolling around and knocking over players and instruments like bowling pins until you finally came to rest inside the pianoforte.
Yes, my debut performance. It's been said that I shred the cello. They wrote that I was the only person to smash all of the instruments in one go.
Yes, sir. That is what the police report said.
Many of the players said they would kill to have me at another performance.
They said they would kill you if you came to another performance, sir. Also, the restraining order says you are not to be within 100 meters of a contrabassoon.
My urologist said the same thing. What, then, shall I do for enrichment, my clockwork companion?
Perhaps the opera, sir? I believe your dearest great-aunt Bertrude is on the board.
No, you nickel-plated nitwits. Everyone does that. It is old news, dated drivel. Need a fresh idea. Ah, by Jove, I've got it. I shall go to the opera.
If only I had thought of that, sir.
Seriously, it was right there. I believe Dearest Great Aunt Berthetrude is on the board, even. But I forgive you, Edgetest.
How gracious.
I've thus far steered clear of the opera, thanks to an unfortunate encounter with a metal bra and horned helmet when I was in college. You think a contrabassoon is painful? Sheesh. But that was years ago. Time has mended my heart and trousers. The opera will be the perfect opportunity to wear my holographic clothing projector, the holodicky.
You do not have one, sir. Holodickies were outlawed after a user was electrocuted.
Yipes. Poor bastard. Outlawed, though. Why not just a recall?
They were recalled, sir. But the same user obtained a black market holodicky after the recall and was electrocuted again.
What an
idiot. You said it, Spacelord.
I guess just print me a fresh tuxedo and procure me a ticket to the opera, then.
Which one, sir?
Does not matter, my chipset chap. Anyone will do. Whatever is clever, give me a tenor, and I'm bound to clown.
Right, Harry Spacelord. And I will make sure your seat is not too close to the orchestra pit.
Why?
I have acquired the opera tickets, sir. Tonight you will be seeing The Divorce of Sigarilli by Katzgang von Arzogt.
What? I specifically wanted to see the magic flugelhorn starring Wapito Mandibula.
My apologies, Space Lord. May I ask why that show in particular?
You may not, but I shall tell you anyway. I want to see it because it is one of the all-time classic operas. It is performed in the historic, acoustically perfect Procrustium Opera House. And it stars Wapito Mandibula, nine-time winner of the Spiral Arm Star Singer Voice Battle Deathmatch. They say his voice is so pure, so sonorous, so emotive, so perfectly tremulant, it is sure to bring tears to the eyes of the most hard-hearted listener, and send waves of euphoria rippling from their soul, from their auditory sensors, to their very soul.
That sounds beautiful, sir.
And I heard he hangs flugelhorn in the third act, if you know what I mean.
I'm afraid I do, sir.
The Space Gentleman's quarterly biennial, described it as confusingly large.
I am aware, sir. You read the article aloud.
I'm talking about his penis, you see.
Thank you for the clarification, sir.
The famed Procrustium Opera House. Is it not grand, QC?
It is, sir.
It oddly shaped, though. I would not imagine this space having particularly great acoustics. Also no seats.
This is the lobby, sir.
Why are the walls expanding?
I do not believe they are, sir.
Then the acid is kicking in.
Often used hallucinogen, Space Lord. My memory banks have no record of such a proclivity, save the occasional synth absinthe.
I'm a gentleman psychonaut, Edgetest. My brain, the final frontier. Caesar's voyages of hard trips and gentle highs. My continuing mission, to ignore recommended intakes, to seek out new highs and new tingling sensations, to heroically dose what no one has dosed before. It's called ego death, QC. Look it up. And for God's sake, stop changing colors.
I should do my best. The opera is about to begin, shall we?
Sweet galloping gods, QC. Look at that beguiling Ecuadorian gentleman. Is he famous? I feel like I saw him on Prancing with the Star Clusters.
That is not an Ecuadorian, sir.
Nonsense. Do you not see the potent combination of grace and strength? The eyes like pools of wild obsidian. The mouth that could devour a whole apple in moonlight.
Not exactly, sir.
I'm going to make a pass. Get ready for a master class in the fine art of flirtation. Bonsoir, mon cheval. Would you care to join me? We could do a little dressage. Drink a little vino, eh? No. Perhaps a repast, then. Pickled bison, maybe? Maybe a big bag of carrots. You see, give me a big bag of carrots.
If you insist, sir, but I...
But nothing! This handsome half-centaur deserves the very best. Scurry off while I get to know Monsieur. Say, I did not catch your name, Monsieur. Beautiful. You did not know the Ecuadorian language was so mellifluous. Your eyes are as reflective as a freshly polished computer console. Do you come here often?
Here are the carriage you requested, Space Lord Salamander. The opera is beginning. Shall we make our way to your seat?
Yes, yes, but first let me feed this beautiful being a carrot or two. What do you say, sexy? Here comes the starship.
Space Lord, no!
There is no need for name calling. Mia, come now, take my hand. Wait! Where is my cufflink?
Lightly with your cuff, sir, sucked into the sheet.
I can't lose it. It completes the look. I'm going in.
No, Space Lord!
Jerk! At least I got my... Oh dear. It seems I've lost my other cufflink. Sleeves. And a soupçon of armor.
I can print you new sleeves and more modest cufflinks in the limo shuttle, sir. You may have time to be seated before the second act.
No. When I sit in that audience, it shall be with the full splendor of diamond drill cufflinks on display. They will catch Juanito's eye, then our eyes will meet, then you will fall madly in love with me.
Would that not be distracting, sir?
I suppose it could be, but I do not mind putting my studies on pause for a sexy fortnight or three. If he gets clingy, you can fake my death again.
I mean for him, Space Lord. How can he perform his part if he is focused on your jewelry?
His part will cross that bridge when we come to it. I'm not going in without the cufflinks, and I am not going in.
Then, I suppose, sir, the next step is... find the waste storage system.
Why? Do you see them?
No, I do not see them.
Anything at all?
No, sir.
How is that possible? There is junk everywhere.
Yes, sir. I am far too submerged. Perhaps I could search more effectively if you stop standing on my head.
But it's so icky. I will be complaining to dearest Aunt Bertha Trude about this. Did you know she is on the board? I suppose one must suffer for fashion. Here we go. You see, there's a monster swimming in the trash!
Just me, Space Lord. Still looking for your cufflinks.
Can you not scan for their atomic signature or some such?
I would, sir, but when you were traveling last year before going through customs, you removed half of my sensor array to make room for a taped-up package of what you told me was coddling aspirin.
Oh, yeah. Good times. That aspirin was like 99.8% pure. Is that why your voice sounds different?
Here's one reason, Space Lord.
Well, I had to flip half of that aspirin to pay for the cufflinks, so keep looking.
Yes, sir.
This is some good acid. I'm having auditory hallucinations. And it almost looks like the walls are closing in. Than be seen without them.
That may be your ritual traitor we do not need, sir.
Then you better hurry up.
Perhaps you could help me search, sir.
Why? QC, what's happening? Did I freeze time again?
No, sir. It appears there is something jammed in the crushing mechanism.
Could it be?
The cufflinks, sir. Before you pull them out, I suggest we plan an exit.
No time to see Jesus!
What do you mean I can't go in? My aunt is on the board, I think, and I have a ticket.
Even with a ticket, monsieur, you are not appropriately dressed for the opera.
How absolutely dare you? Can you not recognize a freshly printed schmuggery tuxedo? Can you not observe by my sandals that the socks are gold-toed? Am I taking crazy pills, QC?
It is hard to keep track, sir. You have made some self-directed changes to your pharmaceutical regimen, and...
And Louise, eh?
No weapons allowed in the opera house, monsieur.
Weapons? These are cufflinks.
They are covered in blood, monsieur.
Don't worry, it's my blood. Pretty sure.
I must insist you leave, monsieur, or I will be forced to call security.
Security? Security? Do you know who I am?
Caesar Hidalgo, you little jiggerpenny scavenger!
Dearest great aunt Bertha Trude, thank God you are here. You are on the board, are you not? Will you tell this Philistine to let me in?
I am, and I will not. I have more than half a mind to throw you out myself, but I just brought this coat. It is impossible to get blood out of natural fibers either. I assume. I mostly try to overlook your preposterous get-ups because who has the time? But this is beyond the pale. A sleeveless tuxedo. Rancid cologne, and a banana peel on the head. The opera is a place of refinement, Caesar. More importantly, it is a place where a seat on the board is hard to get, easy to use, and bites the smug smile off the face of my neighbor, Dicky Truman. And I am not wiping off that smile, Caesar. Do you hear me?
Yes.
Yet again, I am forced to clean up your mess before it oozes into my orbit. You there. What is your name?
Usher.
You're an usher named Usher.
Actually, I am a custodian.
Good for you. Take this generous bribe and tell no one what you saw, heard, or smelled here tonight. Now, run along.
Yes, madame.
You too, Caesar.
You aren't leaving with me?
Of course not. I just arrived. And you stink.
Late to the opera. That is not like you.
I only came for the third act.
What's in the third? Oh, no.
I have orchestra pit access, so I can sneak in and get right up front.
You may not want to do that. It's the part where he, shows off something that I don't think you want to see.
Believe me, I want to see it. My bridge club would not shut up about it. Their envy was delectable. When I told them, I get to watch him swing around up close.
Oh, Blob.
I just hope that baton does not hit me in the face.
Please stop.
I am joking, of course. He handles it masterfully. I simply cannot wait to give him a vigorous hand.
Gross.
Oh, please, Caesar. You would do the same thing.
Well, of course I would, but not in public. And I certainly wouldn't talk to you about it.
Why not? Gustavo Dudenhammer is the greatest opera conductor of the past two millennia, directing the best orchestra in the spiral arm with unbelievable precision and intensity. The music in Act 3 is so powerful. I will not even be able to look at the stage.
Oh, thank God.
And I hear it fucks like a stevedore.
Space Lord Salamander, may I ask why you insisted we return to the Space Mega Yacht Narcissus so rapidly?
No way she says you may not. Ever. Pop open that sensor array. I am in dire need of some extra strength puddling aspirin.
If there is none, sir.
What the hell is rattling around in there?
Big bag of cats, sir.
Why in the club? Never mind. I shall go old school, Mars teeny, shaken, and stirred, twist of olive, next to the rocks.
Right away, sir.
Make it a triple.
My pleasure, sir.
I need a distraction, QC. Fetch me the Space Gentleman's quarterly quick wit four-dimensional crossword puzzle pentatope.
Here you are, Space Lord.
Thank you. QC.
Yes, sir.
Finish the crossword for me.
I thought you had to do it yourself, sir.
What?
Fall is here, and the holidays are just around the corner. So you know what that means. Orion's Brew seasonal specials are back! Come on by and get a taste of feel good with a limited time drinks and treats that are out of this world. Check out our new exotic Christmas flavors from the planet Earth, such as peppermint, peppermint, and star anise. All parts from the faraway land of Maine. Craving an icy sweet treat? Try our new snow slushes made with real fresh snow scooped from the dark side of Lisa 667cc. Perfect for the little ones traveling with you this holiday season. Looking for some more protein to keep you going among the Christmas chaos? Try our brand new Angel Egg Blended Brew, including one freshly cracked organic space bird egg. It contains a whopping 257 grams of protein per serving. Valid intergalactic ID required to purchase. May cause restlessness, muscle spasms, and bursts of inspiration at 3 a.m. to clean your room and fix your entire life. Consuming raw or undercooked meat, poultry, or space bird may lead to foodborne illness. This drink is so good, you'll want to use it as a tree topper. All that shopping and work travel working up an appetite? Try our new seasonal pastries, including our blue citrus Danish, cranberry and dark matter brownies sprinkled with stardust, and our classic fruit brick. Blended with locally sourced concrete and topped with a single raspberry. You've all been asking for it, and now it's back and better than ever. Our iconic 4-ethyl phenol latte is a fan favorite with multiple ways to enjoy, including hot, iced, lukewarm, blended, nitrogenated, injected, insufflated, topical, or zero G. Not safe for consumption for all species. Consult your doctor before ordering. May cause burning in the esophagus, blisters, twitching, difficulty breathing, intestinal damage, internal bleeding, and may increase your risk of heart disease. User assumes any and all risks associated with consuming the 4-ethyl phenol latte. Orion's Brew is not held liable for any bodily harm or mutations caused by overconsumption of the 4-ethyl phenol latte. Supplies are limited, so grab it before it's Whether you're traveling or staying grounded this season, you've always got a home for the holidays at Orion's Brew. Find a location near you before these specials take off for good. Orion's Brew. Drinks and pastries out of this world!
Gambling planets, pirate planets, utopian sex planets, planets all out on the edges of known space where someone can lay low for a while without the duly appointed civic authorities or any space crime syndicate enforcers tracking them down. Perimeter space lines can get you there fast, no questions asked. Perimeter space lines doesn't care where you are or where you're going so long as you can pay for the ride. If you have cash and
anything even resembling ID, we're cool. Unlike our competitors, Perimeter Space Lines has a strict no snitches policy and does not recognize any intergalactic extradition treaty. It's technically true to say that Perimeter Space Lines has a safety record that's unmatched by any other space travel company. And Perimeter Space Lines has recently been found not liable for that stuff that happened in the Centauri system last April. For only a few credits, or drugs, can book a Perimeter Space Lines flight to almost anywhere in the galaxy. Our fleet of refurbished spacecraft meets most minimum safety standards and is warp capable no matter what you heard. Direct or indirect flights to the Twin Star Nebula, Equatoria, Andor, Luxville, and hundreds of other spaceports, moon bases, secret hideouts, gambling dens, the other Andor, and supermassive space stations. Fly Perimeter Space Lines. No questions asked.
This has been a production of the NeverRad Miscellany. Sputnik and Grebe was written by Kit Keller, with Matt Brayman as Gorglak Sputnik and Conrad Mishuk as Marty Grebe. A Gentleman About Space, A Night at the Space Opera, was written by Matt Brayman, with Fox Williams as QC Edge Test, Conrad Mishuk as Space Lord Caesar Salamander, Kit Keller as Aunt Berthatrude, and Ryan L. Jenkins as the Usher. Orion's Brew Fall Specials was written by Val West, with Fox Williams as the announcer. Perimeter Space Lines was written by Kit Keller, with Ryan L. Jenkins as the spokesvoice. The NeverRad Miscellany is produced and directed by Matt Brayman and Kit Keller, and edited by Oliver Morris, with sound and music by Matt Brayman. The NeverRad Miscellany is proudly produced in Phoenix, Arizona. Check out NeverRad.com for future live show information, news, extras, more episodes, contact information, and transcripts. Special thanks to the Great Arizona Puppet Theater and to our Patreon patrons, especially Valerie, Your Real Dad, Dylan Baldanza, Scout, lead tenor in the Divorce of Cigarillo Paul C., Guapito Mandibulon Fan Club President Josh Green, and Space Gentleman's Quarterly Biennial Editor Sassmaster J. The NeverRad Miscellany depends on contributions from listeners like you. If you want to support the show, subscribe on the podcast app of your choosing, give us a 5-star review anywhere and everywhere, join our Discord, and tell people about the show. Really make sure everyone knows you're ride or die for the Miscellany. Make it your whole personality. If you'd like to support us even more, visit neverrad.com/Patreon or pick up some sweet t-shirts and other merch at store.neverrad.com. Miscellaneous fact number 7. Not all humanoid species are sexually compatible, but you never know for sure until you try.